Good evening. This is Life Rattle, your story show. I'm your host, Lori Callis. Tonight, on Life Rattle number 1349, we feature three stories by new Life Rattle writer Bashir Hamdi. Bashir Hamdi was born in 1995 in Saudi Arabia. However, her family hails from Eritrea, located in the Horn of Africa. Bashir is the second youngest of four children. The family immigrated to Canada when she was three and settled in Toronto. At seven, the family moved to Mississauga. Bashir's grade 8 and grade 12 English teachers had a big influence on her. They were the first to tell her that she wrote well and encouraged her to write more often. Her older sister, Safa, is also supportive of her writing. Bashir's hobbies include reading, writing, collecting notebooks, and photography. Bashir Hamdi currently studies biology and professional writing at university, and she hopes to pursue a career in the medical field. With her three stories presented on tonight's program, Bashir demonstrates how writing sparely can result in stories with unexpected resonance. Her prose brings us into the world of a child, a university student, and a daughter, with an elegant simplicity that allows the reader, or listener, the psychic space to experience alongside the narrator. In tonight's first story, a young girl, at her first swimming lesson, boldly takes the plunge into the beautiful blue pool. You'll feel the burn of the chlorine right along with her as she sputters and splashes. Let's listen now as Bashir Hamdi reads her story, Swim, tonight on Life Rattle.
Swim, by Bashir Hamdi. I feel excited. I'm finally going to learn how to swim. Hisham, my older brother, won't be able to make fun of me anymore for not knowing how. Remember, you don't put on your underwear under your swimsuit, Safat, my sister, shouts out to me from behind the change room door at the Dennis R. Timbrell Resource Center pool. I know that already, I yell back. I'm not a baby. I take off my swimsuit, slip off my underwear, and put my brand new swimsuit back on. Mom bought it for me, and even though I didn't get to choose it, I love it. It's navy blue with two small pockets on the front on either side of my belly button. Bright yellow flowers decorate the outside pockets. What's taking you so long? Safa asks. Done, I exclaim and pop out of the change room. Finally, took you long enough, she mutters. I glare at her and stick my tongue out. She can't ruin my mood. Today is the day I'm going to learn how to swim. Safat takes my hand. Come on, your lesson starts in 15 minutes, and you still have to go to the showers. I look down to admire my swimsuit again, and smile as Safat leads me into the shower area. I catch a glimpse of myself in a mirror. My hair is in two braids at each side of my head. It's frizzy from the heat during the walk to the community center. I smooth it down as best as I can, even though I know it's pointless. My curly hair is hard to tame. Safat pulls back a curtain and leads me directly underneath the shower nozzle. She turns the knob. I squeal as cold water runs down my body. I shiver. It's too cold, I shout to her. Turn it off. She turns the hot water knob. I sigh as the warm water wets my skin and hair. Minutes later, Safat turns off the shower and pulls me away. Okay, time to go, she says and looks down at her watch. 5 minutes until your swimming lesson starts. She removes my pink towel from the bag that holds my clothes and hangs it over her arm. She takes my hand again and leads me to a door. Past this door is where the pool is. I'll be waiting at the tables behind the glass, watching you during your swimming lesson, okay? I nod. Just go through this door and wait on the deck until the lesson starts. I nod again and hug her. Her hair smells like shampoo and hair mousse. See you in an hour, she says, and kisses the top of my head. I open the door. I see the big blue beautiful pool and can smell the sharp chlorine. I look around. I see three girls in red swimsuits with whistles around their neck. I walk to the deck just like my sister told me and stand there. I smile at a couple of girls standing beside me that look my age. They stare at me with anxious eyes. People are already swimming in the pool. They move fast, their arms cutting the water. I stare at them. I want to get into the pool so bad. I want to swim just like them. I look back and see Safat sitting at a table behind the glass. I wave to her. I don't see my swimming instructor. Maybe I should try swimming on my own. It doesn't look that hard. I look into the pool, close my eyes, and jump in. I hit the water hard and make a big splash. I wave my arms. I thrash. I can't bring myself back up to the surface. Water fills my nose and mouth. I hear a faint whistle. Two of the girls in the red swimsuits pull me out of the water. I cough uncontrollably. The water in my nose burns. Are you okay? Asks a lifeguard with blonde hair. I stare into her blue eyes as she sets me onto the deck and begins asking me questions. I tune her out. I can see Safat pressed up against the glass, staring at me in horror. I'm okay, I mouth. I look back at the lifeguard. I just wanted to swim, I whimper.
That was Bashir Hamdi reading her story, Swim. In our second story, years have passed since our narrator took that plunge into the beautiful blue pool. Now she is taking a plunge into university life and calculus. At her first lecture, a dashing young man charms her with his desire to correctly pronounce her unique name. His unexpected attention brings a flush to her cheeks that we can almost feel in our own face. Let's listen now as Bashir Hamdi reads her story, Crush.
Crush, by Bashir Hamdi. Hi, can I sit here? I look up from my notebook and turn my head to the voice. I stare into the face of a young man with wavy, dark blonde hair, wearing black framed glasses that hide small green eyes. A brown messenger bag slings across his chest. Sure, I answer. He sits down beside me. I smile to myself. It's my second day at university, my first day of calculus class. I hate math, but I'm determined to do well. I heard it's a tough course, and it is a year course, which means it will have a big effect on my GPA. Quiet down, instructs the professor, pulling me out of my thoughts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Math 134. I am your professor, Shai Fuchs. He explains the topics to be covered in the course and goes over the course outline. I peek at the boy who sat beside me. He looks straight ahead at the professor, elbow on the desk, his head resting on his open palm. So what's your name? I whisper. He turns to me. I'm Adam. What's your name? Bashir, I reply. I know he won't be able to say my name right the first time. Nobody ever does. Bashir, he repeats. I beam. Adam said my name right. Yeah, you said it right. He grins at me, showing perfect straight white teeth. My heart thumps loud in my chest. I can't believe such an attractive boy sat right beside me. He writes something in his notebook. I glance over his shoulder. I don't understand what he's trying to write. He looks back at me. Is that how you spell your name? I laugh and take the pencil out of his hand. I neatly write my name beside where he had spelled it wrong. That's how you spell it. I point at what I wrote. Adam writes my name again, neatly and correctly, beside where I wrote it. He asks me questions about myself all through the introductory lecture. I answer and he laughs a few times. Students in the class start packing up their stuff. I realize class has ended. Adam packs up his notebook and pencil case. He moves past me and winks. Bye, Bashir, he says. My face feels hot. Bye, I sputter back.
That was Bashir Hamdi reading her story, Crush. In our final story tonight, Bashir focuses on three generations of women, each overwhelmed with love and concern for the suffering of their mothers and the sense of responsibility that comes with that love. Let's listen now as Bashir Hamdi reads her story, Mama.
Mama by Bashir Hamdi. I sit down beside Mama in the living room. She looks worried. I can tell by the deep crease between her eyebrows. My grandmother has Alzheimer's and isn't doing so well. Mama, do you want tea? She says. Yes, sure. I enter our small kitchen and put the kettle on the stove. I pull out dried mint leaves from the cupboard. I return to the living room, sit down on the sofa beside Mama, and place the cup of tea on the table. I left her when I was only 16, she mumbles. I turn and face her. I left her and I got married, and look at her now. I'm a horrible daughter. Mama's bottom lip quivers. Her eyes well. Tears roll down her face. I pull a tissue from the tissue box on the table and hand it to her. I've never seen her so upset. It scares me. I hug her tightly. She cries. Her body shakes under my arms. I have to stay calm for the both of us. I stare at the cup of tea on our brown coffee table, untouched. Grandmother has suffered from Alzheimer's for the past 7 years. I don't really know her very well. She lives in Eritrea, and I only saw her when I was little. Mama visits about every 3 years and has witnessed her condition worsen. Grandmother is only 68. Even the idea of her death upsets Mama. When she stops crying, I ask, Mama, do you want to take a shower? She hasn't showered in 4 days. Her hair is a mess. Okay, she reluctantly walks to the washroom. I hear the shower running. Mama has been anxious and sad for more than a week now. I don't know what to do to help. I completed a biology project on Alzheimer's last year and know how bad the disease can get. I know victims eventually die from it. Grandmother can't speak and requires a lot of help from family members to move around. Mama hears updates about grandmother's deteriorating condition from her cousins in Eritrea. The shower stops. Mama emerges from the washroom with a green towel wrapped around her body and ambles to her room. She returns to the living room wearing a new set of pajamas. Her dark curls are wet. Do you know where the blow dryer is? She asks. I think it's in my room, I say. She makes her way to my room. I hear her open the drawer and take out the blow dryer. That should keep her busy for a little while, I think to myself. Everyone in my family has hard to tame hair. I hear the blow dryer and pace to my room. I enter, sit down on my bed, and watch Mama. She looks more alive after freshening up. Her skin is loose because of some recent weight loss. She catches me staring at her in her reflection in the mirror. She smiles faintly. Her usual bright and happy brown eyes look dim. Someone knocks at the door. I freeze. In Eritrean culture, we never tell a person about a close death over the phone. We go to their house and sit and cry with them. Mama opens the door. My two aunts walk in and begin crying as soon as they see her. Mama wails. My heart sinks. I feel sick. I run into my room, shut the door behind me, and listen to Mama cry.
That was Bashir Hamdi reading her story, Mama. This concludes Life Rattle number 1349. My name is Laurie Callis. I had the pleasure of recording Bashir reading her stories. Life Rattle was created by Arnie Ackman and Guy Allen. Be sure to tune in to next week's show to hear stories from new Life Rattle writer, Karina Kutrang.